Draft day. Coverage all day for you right here on 93.7 The Fan. We are joined right now by our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, you will be at HQ tonight, no? South Water Street, the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex?
I will. It'll be, I think we ought to wait a few more weeks. I haven't done a simulation yet where they've traded up and gotten Drake May. So.
Well, then you're behind, Jeff. I mean, I got every quarterback at some point or another. I think that's like the one thing we can rule out. I mean, I'm telling you, man, I feel like we're almost able to rule out everything now if you buy into what Jerry Dulac wrote. We talked about it already, Jeff, but Dulac says the Steelers view Graham Barton as a generational talent. I mean, if that's the case and he's there at 20, I guess that's the pick, huh?
Well, if they really believe that he's a generational talent, then if they fear that he's going to be gone at 16 or 17, that they're going to have to trade up and take some draft capital away. I mean, listen, the guy is pretty remarkable for his size, what he's been able to do. And I know people immediately go, oh, but Kendrick Green didn't play a lot of games at center. It's a different dude. And I think this, I mean, if he were to be gone or one of the I mean, there's so much of what they need available at 20. Unless they do think someone's a generational talent, I don't think they need to move.
Percentage chance they take a corner in the first round. I mean, you obviously saw the reports with Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo, them trading up to get him. I don't believe that. I think that if they were to trade up to the 12th pick and trade with Denver, it would be for a different. It would be for a tackle. A little smoke screen. I feel like that was, but percentage chance in your mind that they do take a corner. I mean, it is a need, but to me, it's farther down the list need.
Yeah, I would say at some point in the draft, yes, but I would be shocked in the first round. And you know, I did the story that's on 93.7thefan.com. I went over the 15 biggest mock drafts, and I was surprised how many had Mitchell like at 23 or 24 or 25, and one even had the Steelers picking him staying at 20.
Wow.
So I know that there's been a lot of excitement about him, and I know people have said outside of the Steelers apparently that he's a generational guy, but yeah, I'd be surprised if with their needed offensive line if they went and got a corner in the first round.
Jeff, who was the most mocked guy to the Steelers as you laboriously, my God, looked over those 15 mock drafts?
Malzie's boy, Amarius Mims, was the most mocked guy. And he had four of the 15. The next one was Brian Thomas, the receiver from LSU.
Explain that one to me, Jeff, because he didn't come in for a visit, and we know how much they like that.
Right. I think it's from the outside. They look at the need. They look at, I mean, he had a hell of a career, had a hell of a year. So I think they look at it from that standpoint. But I agree with you. He's, you know, Mitchell's another guy who didn't make a visit to Pittsburgh. It doesn't mean necessarily that you have to do that. But, man, if you're going to take someone with that, the top of the draft, that big of a deal, you want to do as much homework as you possibly can on them.
All right, Jeff, they just cleared $7 million of cap space with Alex Highsmith, so now they're around 18 and some change, $18 million to work with financially, with some 18 and some change. What's your speculation? What do you think that move in restructuring is for?
You know, I was listening back to what Tomlin was saying from Monday. I think the timing of it was a nice Steelers advantage. Like, hey, let's drop this right now and get everybody thinking about it because they hadn't restructured anybody yet. So I do think they still want to do some more work in free agency because obviously the rookie class is not going to need that much room. They'll probably sign a contract or two. I think, you know, right guard is a situation where they're going to lock up. And if they want to look to Freiermuth, they're going to have to clear some money. But I do think there's a free agency, whether it's someone like Ayuk. We'll see. I mean, you never say never with Omar. You know, there'd be a time a few years ago, I'm never going to say never because they still have their best receiver on a rookie contract.
I was waiting for you to do the Tomlin thing there. Easy for me to say never, but never. So they did sign. This wasn't like a big deal last year, but the second the draft ended, basically, they signed Chandon Sullivan because they didn't wind up getting a replacement at slot, I guess. So they did do that. Could the Steelers circle back if they don't address wide receiver to their liking, if they don't address cornerback to their liking, maybe going and revisiting things with a Tyler Boyd, Jeff, maybe seeing if Patrick Peterson would want to come back, and maybe Cam Sutton?
Yeah, I think all of that is on the table. I mean, yeah, Sutton's such a complicated case. And, you know, it was just a money issue with Boyd. I mean, he would want to come home. I don't know if that, you know, really soured him on the Steelers because of what they initially offered. But I do think they would go out and look. And, yeah, Peterson's on the table. Other people who they don't fill their needs in the draft, or, you know, there might be somebody, like they say it, and it's, and it is true, they, in the second or third round, somebody might drop at a position where they can, they really don't need that, but they think that there's such value with that player. So they might find themselves in need for, even though they're not thirsty, they might get another drink anyway.
So the Steelers declined Justin Fields' fifth-year option, Jeff. What should we read into that? Should we read into maybe a bridge deal coming for Justin Fields, or they just want to, you know, have the option to not pay it and see if they were going to move in a different direction next year?
I think when you make that deal, and Omar Khan, when you're in that position, you're always thinking a couple steps ahead. And I think that's what he did in his previous job. He was very good at with the Steelers. I don't think you bring Justin in without having at least the parameters of a deal. Like, listen, we're not going to pick up that option, but here's what we're looking at for, say, 3 years. Here's the money. And I think that deal is handshaked, is agreed upon. And then as soon as we get to the point where we're not going to pick up that option, we'll look at signing that contract. But I wouldn't think you'd go to all this trouble with just flying blind that you wouldn't have some kind of framework set up in the future.
Jeff, we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show. Win now versus best player available who projects to be really good over a long period of time. I mean, hopefully they get a guy who can come in and play right away and be that long-term answer. But how do you think they weigh that in what kind of feels, maybe not even kind of, it just feels like a win now mode for these Steelers?
Oh, it's absolutely a win now mode. I mean, you look at some of the signings they have, some of the guys that are, you know, towards the end of their career, including who's going to be their starting quarterback and their defensive captain. I think they also, there's a confidence with most NFL teams that they can take players that need work and get them up to speed quick, or that if they take a tackle that might need a little work, well, we've got Dan Moore that could play 8 games, 10 games, 12 games, whatever it might be. Same at a couple other positions. We may not agree with that, but I think internally they have that feeling.
Jeff, we appreciate your time. We know it's going to be a long day for you. I would urge everybody to go look at what you wrote on 93.7thefan.com as you looked at those top 15 mock drafts. Anything else you want to push out there today, Jeff?
No, I want to plug you guys tonight. Go out and get them. I look forward. I'll get you everything from the South Side. And just so people know, like, they might go to bed right after the draft. You'll hear the news conferences. You'll have the stories. That'll be available to you at 93.7thefan.com tomorrow morning.
What are we doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
We got anything going on? I was just going to watch the draft at my house.
Yeah, I was going to kick my feet up on the couch and just hang out.
I'm just going to chill. Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great night, buddy.
See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. We love that man, and he's going to be grinding tonight, getting all that audio back for us, and we'll play what we can tonight, and then we'll have a bunch of it, obviously, in the reaction tomorrow.